Please stand for the pledge, please.
I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Has everyone had a chance to read their minutes from the March meeting? If you have, then any additions or deletions as written? If not, I can entertain a motion to accept them. Chris, any motion? Don, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Thank you. Highway Department.
Finished cleaning roads. We got a bunch of shoulders we're gonna cut. Some of them haven't put up yet. We're cutting shoulders. And then gravel pit, making gravel. Fix some of the dirt roads.
How's that new grader go cutting?
We cut some.
With a grader?
Way better than the other.
Than the old one? Good.
Still waiting on Jim or Jamie for some fix that stuff. Sure, we can say you should have boiler now.
It's off now.
It's off. But.
Okay. Did you get anything on the generator? Another quote on the generator?
Nothing. Nobody's came back yet.
And nobody's.
Do it again. I don't know. You can put it in paper, it's $300-$400. Do we put it in paper?
I have a lot of choice, don't we? It's gotta be fixed. What is it to put the cutoff switch? That's the first thing we have to do.
You gotta put the, basically an all-in entrance with the main shut off and the weather head and.
Did we get a quote on that yet?
Got one from a year ago and nobody else has called, leave messages, we're looking for a quote, nobody called back.
Put it ahead in the paper.
And how about the boiler? We had a couple quotes on that.
Boiler's also.
That's also.
Yeah, we voted on that last month.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it had been taken care of yet.
Yeah. So just electrical work to do at the town garage. Need a quote. I'll have to write up something, on what needs to be done in order to bid it. Or, or have them see you to show them what needs to be done and.
Yeah, I can get with Kelly next time she's in.
Yeah, get in the paper as quick as you can and.
Spend money. At least if it's in the paper, then we can go with the other.
Right, right. Nobody else going forward and we don't have a lot of choice.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Should be legal to do.
Yep.
To do it the right way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't force people to bid it.
Well, if you got the email, we are getting 80% chance.
All right, good. Good deal.
At least 80%.
Good. Didn't think we were gonna get it at all.
Better than what we were thinking at first.
Yeah, really.
You know which road you're gonna do this year?
We're gonna have to go old school and paint it on. Misek, nephew, and part of Bush Road are, unless you want to take them to gravel, that was the next. I don't know if anybody wants to ride them. They're basically gravel now. There's part of Bush Road that's.
Bush Road.
Misek.
Yeah, the nephew road isn't so healthy either.
Misek's bad too.
Some type of plan. With them up there, if you. An inch is gonna be tough to. We're gonna be dragging to do, but if the windmills come, they look pretty. They look pretty, they pay you for a good road.
Right.
The way they are now, we're not gonna give enough. Because they ain't worth nothing.
No.
I don't know. I'd like it to be a team plan on what to do. There are just so many that are in poor shape.
Right.
We gotta come up with some type of plan.
Right, but you gotta put it thick enough too so you don't peel it off with the plow.
What's everybody else do for thickness?
Anywhere from 2 to 3.
What have you been doing?
Right around 3. you cut it in half, we can go twice as far as we've been going, be 4 miles. But Mesa Road's 1 3/4 almost. By the time you do your intersections, 1 3/4.
Is the far end of Mesa, is that pretty good chance if you go down toward the other end?
There's spots in the middle, the water's all sitting in the middle. It's only gonna take 10 more loads.
Yeah.
You might as well go to the end and...
Yeah.
Is there houses all the way down through? All the way to the other end?
Well, Jimmy's on the end.
There's probably a quarter of a mile there where there's nothing toward the end before Jimmy's.
But that's...
That's where the road's in better shape, actually. That end. There's a couple of potholes, but nothing, not like the rest of the road.
There's one spot on the side of the pickup. It's all broken, but other than that...
Okay, well, we're gonna get together and we'll go over them and see.
Do a little more ride sometime and...
Figure out what needs to be done. Okay.
Until we get an official letter?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're gonna start before next meeting? You wanna do it Saturday?
I can do it Saturday.
After work?
After nice or good to... At least where it's more, 2-3 of us make the decision rather than...
Yeah.
I know it's on me anyway, but more input, the better I feel.
Yeah, no, we can...
Go Saturday afternoon.
We can go Saturday afternoon after work. Got nothing going on. Okay.
Be here.
Yeah. Whenever. Can be buzzed.
About 1:00. Okay.
Whenever you're done, that's the order.
Okay, yeah. 1:00, we'll do it. Okay.
Other than that, nothing major?
We got paid for the truck. Got the check for the truck. Now we're working on the plow. Get paid for the plow and we should be good. Replace that before fall.
I still want to hold off until if we can get a deal on them patrol trucks from the state. I think it would benefit us more than...
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of buying a 1-ton, if we can get 2 of them for, and then buy a smaller 150 again, or just keep running the red one until it falls apart.
So when you gotta go to that auction, is that what that is?
Well, they canceled it, and I want to get with Francis Furrier and see if he's got better connections. I don't know if Billy Jones is just too running around in circles right now, but he got back to me once, but they wanted more information.
Okay.
They were, the way the girl sounded, it was like we were asking for them to donate them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If they want to donate them, we'll take them.
Well, that's what I said, but...
I don't think it's going to happen, but... But I would think another municipality should have first shot.
Usually you get a chance, and...
Okay.
But whatever the need's been going through, I'm sure...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alright, yeah, we'll check into them. Yep.
Well, can't wait till November, December, but...
No. No. Okay.
Take our time, and if we can get... I think they fit us better than one single, one ton pickup.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Alright. Sounds like a plan. What else?
Anything for me? You guys?
Larry, yes, sir.
As far as the windmills go, I heard it's going to be next fall 2021.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard anything on it.
Yeah, that's the last I heard on it. Yeah.
2021 before they installed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they still got stuff they need to do.
So, Chris, don't count on them for doing any roads for this year, anyway.
No, definitely not.
No.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Library.
I want to thank whoever's mowing the lawn. I assume it's part of the town.
Yeah.
Very nice job.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. And when we had our big celebration a year and a half ago, Jessica Fortier said that she would make a sign that she does that to change the edges for business. And it just came in last week. It's a very nice sign. It's not huge, but it's a nice. And so we're planning to take the old sign down, and we'll be putting up that new sign at the library, which is a very nice improvement. Also, Moore's Lawn and Garden has donated three small sugar maples. And we had promised the Evans that if he let us tear down those, you know, terrible looking trees out there, that we'd put something else in there. And so we're going to start with those three maples between us and Evans. Okay. So, and Moore's Lawn and Garden donated that. And we did start looking into, we have very bad sulfur water. So we're looking into some filtration systems. So we thought, because the library is closed, might be a good time to have somebody come in and see what they can do about that. So we're in the process of doing that. We haven't figured out exactly what we're going to do with that yet. With the idea that the library is closed, we had to close when everything closed down in March. Mm-hmm. And so they do have a plan, and our librarian came up with this, and she working with all the other libraries in the area, and they're all coming up with pretty much the same plan, very similar. And just to give you an idea, they started on May 19, where she started coming in and cleaning everything up inside the building. There was no activity other than that she was coming in and taking care of that. Mm-hmm. Beginning June 2nd, which was last Tuesday, Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 4 o'clock, people can come and pick up. What they have to do is either call or email or Facebook or whatever they do ahead of time. And she'll have the stuff ready. And when they come, she'll bring it out to the vehicle. It's pretty hard on quite a few people. They were homebound and they couldn't get books to read. So now they do have an option. They can come in, and right now, it's the month of June. It'll be every Tuesday from 2 to 4. There's like a curbside pickup for that. Otherwise, the building is still closed to everybody other than the librarian. Mm-hmm. Or if you bring in people to do this, the water system, whatever, they would come in. But other than that, the public is still, it's still closed to the general public. And then phase three would be beginning around July 6th. And for the month of July, the hours will be expanded a little bit. I think it'll still be, according to this, it'll still be curbside pickup, but expanded. And I guess the way to find out that the best, I believe, is Facebook. I don't do Facebook, so I can't tell you more than that. I believe she updates to Facebook all the time. And you'll get the latest of whatever, if you do that. But fortunately, I don't do it, so I can't tell you a whole lot about that. But July is again, We're hoping to extend hours a little bit more. When books do come back, they want them put in the book drop only, and they're going to be quarantined for three days to a week or whatever. Then the ones that are appropriate are going to be wiped down, et cetera, before they would go back on the shelves. And that's July. August, They're going to get closer to reopening for the general public, but it's not completely open yet. But selected areas of the building will be reopened in August. And of course, all of this depends on what the rest of the state does, et cetera. But we're hoping that we will be able to allow the general public to start coming into the library portion. The community room is still going to be closed to the public. And they would be able to browse for books and that sort of thing, but they will not be able to use computers yet. Not during, again, that's still, and masks will be mandatory, et cetera. Volunteers would be allowed in the building. And By September, if everything else goes well with the state, the county, et cetera, we may be open for normal business. But that's sort of the plan that we have with that right now. And any questions about that? And the last thing I wanted to mention was I was out checking the sinkholes that we had last year, and that big tree fell down right near where the sinkholes were. And there's a few there, so whoever's mowing has to work around that. But there's some newer ones closer to the Evans site, and they're pretty good size. But we have enough dirt that revenues dropped off last year. They dumped up a full load for us to work with that. And as time goes, we hope to fill those. When I was looking at them, the neighbor, if you remember where Scott Hamilton used to live, the guy that bought Scott Hamilton's house is Jonathan Oliver. He's from Burke. He was a farmer, and he moved to this area because I guess he now works food service, U.S. Food Service, Peterbilt, Champlain, Peterbilt area. And but he saw me out there, so he came over to say hi. And the question of the big tree came up, the big branch that came down, and he's willing to kind of take it away at no cost if he can keep the wood. So we've authorized him, he can come in, but we expect over the next month or so, he will be cleaning up that big branch that came down. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Art. Dog control. I didn't hear anything from Stacy. No? Okay. Beautification.
Couple of things. We want to thank the town for putting the flags up. We bought all new flags this year. We took care of the old ones. We gave them to Earl, and they get rid of them for us. We're going to concentrate, like we have the last 2 years, on just Main Street. We hope nobody's upset, but that's the way it is. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so blunt. We have 15 here and 5 in more sports. Also, when the Christmas ornaments go up, we're going to concentrate on just snowflakes, so we don't have blue bulbs, purple bulbs, yellow, you know what I mean? And that will be the same. We're going to change everything with the electric company, and they're going to tell us. We plan on putting a lot of luck as long as they okay it and tell us where to go. Because sometimes I think it's hard for the town to get everything. We don't have the machinery, right? The lift. Okay. We're hoping maybe we can lower them so it's easier.
I see that. Champlain Temple had a bucket truck.
It's been for 7 years.
Originally, I didn't look this up,
so
we'll tell you.
So that, and we did not put flowers up this year. We kind of saved our money. We're not sure if we're going to get money next year. You know what I mean? We're just thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And he's not here, but I want to thank Bruce. He takes care of down at the dam, and there's so many people using it.
Yeah, there is. It's great. It's a good
just
resource.
Very nice down there, and you go by any time, and there's somebody there enjoying it.
Yeah.
And Bruce does a lot for us, you know what I mean? And Chris.
He does.
With the flags and all that stuff and helping us. Oh,
yep.
That's it.
All right. Yep. Yes.
Everybody seems a lot happier with the flags down Main Street.
Oh, I know.
And the breeze blowing is really pretty.
Okay. Thanks, ladies. Mr. Assessor.
Sir.
We had PBM night last Thursday.
No fist fights?
If you don't know what BBM night is, I'll explain it to them privately. We had about 35 stipulations, and we had about 5 walk-ins. And I'm still getting phone calls that they realize it was on June 2nd was the last day. Nothing I can do. Final rule is already in Plattsburgh.
Yep.
Being printed as we speak. Mm-hmm. Got to wait a year.
Yeah, we got our certification says we're 100% again.
Yes, it is so good. You people that are younger than me, you're going to get probably a second check.
I'm just curious going over that role. I mean, not everybody's 100%. Like, the town of Plattsburgh's only like 88.
Then
how come they don't make them raise them?
Don't get a full exemption. That's right. Listen, Altona ends up 100% every year. And everybody in the county says, why? They can't figure it out. No idea. But I will tell you that we have state property. State owns property in this town.
Not as much as they do Altona, though.
And I got recommendation from the state property partners. So I raised their property. Guess what? I get a phone call that they were going to take me to court. So, cooler heads prevail. The county told me, you put it back to where it was, they won't say anything. So it's like, you know, it's a no-win situation. No meaning for them. They take it out of the town and the people who live in the town one way.
Oh, yeah, you're paying
it's
out
not
more.
A lot of money.
No.
But it's some is taxable, some is not taxable. But outside of that, I'm looking forward to a quiet
year. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Was there any talk, Larry, of extending the June 2nd deadline because of the COVID thing to allow people extra time? I mean, they extended a lot of other things. I'm wondering why they didn't consider that.
You're talking to the wrong person. It's a guy who always gets sits in a big building.
They didn't know heard anything, that's all.
But I know there was, listen, we had no previous thing. We weren't given any leeway. We had a hold the night for people to complain, set times, and we had to have it finished that night. There was no postponed it, later on, it was nothing. Nothing from the state at all as far as this goes. Or the county. It was cut and dry. 2nd of June, that's it. Wait till next year. Why, did you want to come down?
Yeah, I did. I thought they extended it, that's all. No, I didn't.
No, if you wanted to, you come down and you bring somebody with you.
What?
Ben Franklin's.
Oh, no problem.
No, it was a good night. It was only five that walked in. They had no paperwork. And they were all repeaters from previous years that came in complaining about under the over-assessed property that they bought at auctions. That was a happy year. I had a good year. The board was very good. We had three members on the board, and they were all there. Thank you all.
Thank you, Larry. Heard. Youth program. Youth program?
I do.
Tyson?
Okay, for those of you that don't know me, my name's Tyson Dumas, youth coordinator for the town of Moores, and also take care of the fields. Been doing the fields for probably 25 years. Started out with my father, and probably 20 years doing it on my own now. Coordinator is going on 8 years. I listened to the minutes last month and didn't really like it. Somebody had a little issue with me getting paid because sports aren't going on right now, which could be a question, but I'm gonna clarify that issue. We'll figure he's not here, but so just want to say it wasn't a bill I got turned in, it's a timesheet. And at the time there's 10, 12, 14 coaches on that timesheet, along with my coordinator in spring and fall, the field care. So it's not a bill, it's just something that gets turned in. The season's April to July. Those months for the care don't really matter to me, because I'm going to take care of them all year, whether if I get paid January 1st, June 1st, December 1st, they're going to get taken. So those months that are on there are just on the timesheet. I'm on that timesheet. Just makes things easy. It's always been fine. So I wouldn't submit a timesheet or my position to get paid if I wasn't going to do the work. Okay, that's not me. Maybe somebody else might. But I'm going to put my time in. Work's going to get done. Okay, like, that's what's going to happen. Do I need to know how many fields there are? Do any of you know how many fields that I take care of? Okay, I got 8 baseball and softball fields that I take care of. 3 different locations. I have 9 soccer fields that I take care of with 3 different locations. Okay? A lot of people don't realize that. So even if there's no sports going on, they're still going to get taken care of. Okay? What happens when you let something sit for a year? Whether it be a car, a house, whatever it's going to be. It's that much harder to get back the way you want it, right? Okay? Well, they're not going to sit. Okay, so bases are still going to get, you know, taken care of, the lines, it's that much easier to phone here. We've been doing this a long time. Okay? So, they're not just going to sit there for the whole season. Plus, it's not only for town sports or organized county sports. Okay? It's community use. Anybody can use them. So, if somebody wants to go use them, they're going to look good. I want them in good condition. So, they're not just going to sit there. And along with the fields, I'm painting basketball courts, painting tennis courts. Okay, I got called up to make a pickleball court, made a pickleball court. You know, all these little things. I help Liam Dupree. Okay, he calls me up whenever he needs a problem. He does a hell of a job. Okay, he's having problems with people. Mr. Bernardo was having people bugging him. Okay, called me up. I ordered cameras, fake cameras, signs, installed, put them all myself. Okay. And the problem went away. These are all little things that don't realize that gets done. Those parks just don't take care of themselves. Liam, Bruce, hey, they do a good job. Okay, it's all together. So there's a lot of work that gets involved there. I check them almost daily, weekly, you know, whatever it may be. Doing that walking path, I put the benches together, you know, at my house, brought them, put them around the walking path. You know, that's another thing. All these years, Mr. Gilmore's probably, you know, brought me what I needed to help me out. I'm going to be dicking before him. If I need a tractor, brother. But not a whole lot. But all the time, I use my own stuff. Get my own truck, my own vehicle, my own tractor. Call my grandfather before I had a tiller, maybe borrow a tiller, trailer, all these things. Okay, which nobody knows. But it just gets done. Because I care about it and do it and want them to look good. Okay? And they'll probably know that too. And, you know, it needs to be said, like gas, diesel, all this stuff. Okay, it far exceeds what I make. It's really just about the money. Okay? But I more than feel that I deserve it, you know, a little bit that I do get. Even if I didn't, I'd probably still do it. But it's the point that what got said was kind of a little bit of a slap in the face. So, and like I said, I care about them a lot. I put a lot of time and effort into it. And I could care less if anybody knows that I take care of it. Okay, but I want them to look good. I want the kids to have good equipment. Okay, nice equipment to play with. The whole 9 yards. And when you go to other towns, okay, you see soccer nets with no nets on, not tape. Kids don't have benches to sit on. The lines aren't done. The fields are a mess, you know. All stuff I notice, maybe some other people notice. Maybe they don't, but I do. I get a lot of compliments on how these look. Like I said, I could care less if anybody knew I did it or not. I just want them to look good and care about how they look and put a lot of pride into it. And it just wasn't like what was said last week. So I just want to clarify that.
I guess the only thing that myself as a board would like is if every couple of months you could come in and explain what you do, so you know everybody does know.
If you want to go there, I feel.
No,
I can do that. I can do that.
Just to give us an update on what's going on.
I can update you, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't get paid to come sit here.
Right. I know you don't.
You guys make pretty good money to come sit here. Okay.
Far
exceeds what I make. Far exceeds. I'm not going to go there. Okay. I will update you or let you know what's going on.
Right.
I'm not going to come just say, yep, and take care of fields or paint. Probably 90% of the time, I'm probably coaching. or doing something. That's, you know, I wish every member was here, but they're not. So I, you know, I update you and keep you posted.
Oh yeah, you do.
So.
Yep, you do. No denying that. They don't have the last month's minutes, eh? Okay.
Yeah, the issue at last month's meeting was whether or not they were going to be used for false forms.
No, it was not an issue. They're good.
Right. That was a question on whether there was going to be, and nobody really knows. I don't think anybody still really knows what's going to happen.
Right.
The issue last month was Tyson gets his salary to do the youth commission, and then he gets paid to take care of the fields and stuff, and to take care of the coaches when they, you know, show them what to do, and that's part of the commission job.
No, I'm going to get into that. That's going to be separate. That's not part of this. That's different. This is field care we're talking about right now, the motion that you guys made on the painting.
Right. That's what they've been not paying for the field work. But the your commission job, you got paid for that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get into that in a minute.
Yeah. So that was the, we had discussed it. And, you know, the board did not pay for the field but you know, as he stipulates, you know, he still does the field work, and the only thing, you know.
That's the only thing that wouldn't be getting done is probably a few lines painted because there's no games. Other than that, everything's still getting done.
Okay. I don't know. I'll make a motion that we reinstate him for paying the field because, you know, he still takes care of them. And I knew that last month.
What was the motion that we made last month?
To not pay him for the
Field care.
For field care. Because nobody, at the time, we didn't think there was going to be any sports, so we didn't think the fields were going to, that nothing was going to be done to the fields.
Right.
But as he's stating, the fields are still getting prepped and getting ready, and people are still using them. People are still going on fields.
And it's a maintenance issue. Just maintaining it, keeping it so it doesn't get out of control.
Right.
Yes, the stuff's still getting done, painting the basketball courts and the tennis courts and changing the nets.
And Leon mow the fields? Is that what Leon does?
Bruce mows them. Leon trims them.
Leon does
the trimming and Bruce mows, yeah. Yeah, and Leon dumps the garbage and stuff, so. So I made a motion to restate it in a second.
I'll second.
Okay, Don, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, anything else, Tyson?
Yep, now we're gonna talk about the youth coordinator part of it. We're gonna talk money, I sent out over 400 sign-up sheets a season, okay? Three times a year, usually the school, okay? I'll probably get back 200, give or take a little bit, for each sport, okay, three times a year. So that means I go through every one of them, okay? I meet with 10 to 14 coaches right here in this room, 3 to 4 times a year, maybe a couple times before each sport, because we have to do something. I have to find the coaches, which is getting very hard to do. You know, I make phone call after phone call after phone call, you know, to find the coaches. We come in here, I collect, you know, a stack of paperwork from each one that I have to take care of. I have to bring to the county. I have to meet with the county 4 or 5 times a year. Okay, and then I have the equipment that I take care of, all the equipment, a couple different locations. Each one of the coaches, I hand out all the equipment, they hang on to it, I collect it all back. Okay, that's all inventory, kept track of, you know, a lot of stuff to keep track of. I have a bunch of paperwork that I have to do. Twice a year, but I don't know if it's in my hands, but it is. I have, you know, I have to go see him, get paperwork signed, but there's a budget that I have to do through the county that gets to the state. That's, you know, it's all part of the budget, which is quite a bit of paperwork.
Well, isn't the isn't, our program is regulated through the county, isn't it?
Yep.
Everything's got to be checked and balanced through the county.
Right, and it's a budget that we have to hand in, signatures or paperwork that's got to be handed in, okay, it's on file, or, you know, all that, it's, you know, it's a lot. Phone calls throughout the year. You know, I would never once turn a kid away. I hear the coordinator's asked too late, you know, like, try not to ever turn a kid away. You know, I'll get, oh, little Johnny forgot to sign up. Susie, you know, I'm late, okay? 2-3 weeks into a season, you know, every season. You know, a couple months worth of calls, we've added up through the year. The phone doesn't stop much. You know, issues, we don't really have many issues, but, you know, this player's got to play with this kid because they don't get along, and we have restraining orders on them, and, you know, it's everything you can imagine gets said. You know, he can't go with this one because it's a babysitter, and he needs a ride, and they have to be the same team because, you know, that's my sister-in-law. You know, it's endless, which is fine. It's what it is, but I'm just telling you, there's a lot involved. And when it gets to county schedules, you know, the county schedules all games, then hand them off. I got to deliver all to all the coaches all year long, 3 times a year. And I have to schedule umpires, referees. You know, I got a list from the county that comes to me that I have to try to schedule Tuesday, Wednesday, any day of the week, Saturdays, you know. All that comes into play. Then you hand those to the coaches and they try to get someone in on themselves. You know, it doesn't end. So it's a lot of work. And a lot of years, it's been getting done. It's kind of been more of a community service, which is fine. You know, you know, my heart's there, I guess. So I'm just going to throw some numbers at you, though. People get paid. Okay, I make $500 a season. I make $1,500 a year to do this. That may sound like a lot, but it's a lot. It's pretty good. Whatever, I'll stop there. So, start with Altona, okay? Altona pays a guy $3,000. And we're going to go with Altona, they're probably a quarter of the size we are. They pay him $3,000 to take care of 4 fields and distribute a little equipment. Because they have a committee that takes care of all that paperwork, 5 or 6 people. Okay, Shazy pays a youth director $2,500 a year. They pay the youth coordinator $650. That's each sport. So it's $4,500 a year that the people in Shazy make what I'm doing. Ellenberg, okay, they're maybe half of what we are. Let's just take soccer for example. I'll go back. I have 13, this past season, I had 13 soccer teams just in Morris. 13, okay? Altona had 4. Ellenberg had 8. They pay their coordinators $2,500 a season. Okay, that's $7,500 a year that my position would make. Town of Champlain and Austin Point, pretty equal to what we are, believe it or not. We usually have 1 or 2 more teams than they do. They pay their director, okay, their youth director, $5,600 a year. They pay each one of their coordinators. Okay, so if that director doesn't do any of the coordinating for each sport, they pay them $800 a year. So that's a total of $2,400, $5,600, okay? That's $8,000 that person makes in my position. Okay, I'll give you one more. Town of Beacontown, you think it's huge, okay? We have more teams than they do. They pay their director $16,400. Okay, they pay an assistant $2,100. And they pay a kid just to paint the lines. Okay, it's not even any care or holes or rocks, okay? Just to paint them $600. Okay, that's $18,500 for what my job is.
believe me, if I could dig up some more money, Tyson, I would pay more, because I know what your job is, I know what your job does, and it's...
Well, apparently not everybody does.
Well, I can't speak for everybody else, but I know. I've been involved in it before my kids were in it, and I know when your father did it, I know. So, what? So, they know now.
Sooner or later, you may have to, because...
They know now.
Because somebody will not do it for that. What they tell you about it, it comes up in conversation, they think I'm crazy, so...
I think your father did it for a lot of years, didn't get paid for it, didn't he? For quite a few years, yeah.
Many.
Yeah.
So. And that just got rated, it used to be $400 when we started, so...
Yeah.
Thank you.
I used to coach for Tyson, and it was...
Yeah, I've done it too.
Two times a week calling him, just to add kids. No. You know, we have so many more teams and words because he doesn't turn any kids away.
Oh, no doubt, so... All right, thank you, Tyson.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for what you do. Town historian, nothing historian. Fire department. Chief's report, they got 20 calls in the month of May. 15 in the town, 5 mutual aid. Total of 68 calls. 2 house fires, 1 garage fire, 1 standby. 2 power lines, 1 good intent. 10 grass brush fires, 1 mutual medical assist, and 1 tree down. Submitted by Todd Gumlaw. Anything else, Todd?
For those of you that don't know, we did have a meeting. We have decided to cancel Labor Day this year. We do have a meeting this week with the Labor Day Committee to see if there's something else we can do. We're possibly thinking of doing the chicken dinner, curbside pickup. That depends on what the price of the chickens are gonna be. There's a few other things that were discussed to possibly make a little something back. A lot of people don't know that it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we are taking off a big hit with not doing that. But the health of the community and surrounding areas and people that come, you know, we don't want to take any chances with the COVID. Also down at the bunkhouse, we've had a few instances. Yes, it's beautiful down there. It's nice people going down there and park. People are parking in the lane that we use to pull the trucks in to refill. If we were to have a fire here in town, somebody's vehicle would probably get damaged by getting yanked out of the way if they weren't there to move it. I purchased some signs, no parking, fire lane. As soon as they come in, I'm gonna install them down there. Chris and some guys can go down Monday night, and we can mark out an area where we want to put them. So it's basically parking anywhere in the vicinity of the pump house near the river. I know it's hard. People want to pull right up and park right next to the river and get out and walk down the river. You were there that one night, John, yeah. And saw the vehicle that was parked there.
So maybe we can put it on the website too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna go down to the river by the pump house. Don't park anywhere.
I'm gonna put it on the department's social media page as well. We don't wanna condone anybody from going down there, but just please, you know, be respectful and don't park in the way, because God forbid if we needed to get water.
Yeah, it's our main water source. So.
That's exactly right. And that's another thing. I'm working with the county on getting some dry hydrants. Put in certain locations. I know I probably mentioned it before, but that's something really needs to be done, because if you actually sit down and think about it, there's not a lot of spots to get water in town. I mean, we do have rivers that run through, but there's
pretty shallow.
Sample lumber, and you know, if that went up, it's either the dam or up to the highway you're out for water. You know, there's nothing big. So, you guys got any questions for me?
Nope. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Doug. EMS, I didn't get a report from the EMS. Court, got the court report for month of March was $9,489. State got $7,349 of that, county $150, the town of Moore's got $1,990. Month of April was $5,515. State got 3,482, county got 343, and the town got $1,690. That's the court report. Code enforcement officer, haven't heard from Jason, can give us a report. Old business. Anything under old business? I don't have anything. What, you got anything on old business? No? New business. I had a message on the answer machine tonight when I went in from a lady named Stacy and her husband. She just wanted to let us know that the people we have in the jobs in the town are doing a great job. We have the right people in there and she's very happy with it. She said, congratulations and keep up the good work. So I figured I'd just pass that along. It was nice of her to call and say that.
Was she referring to anybody in particular or just in general?
No, they said that anybody, all the workers in the town.
Not for you or?
No, not for me.
So, anything else? Anybody got anything else, new business?
Just, we talked last month about, we do need to get a fire contract this year.
Yeah.
Either do a 1 year, I think you can do up to five.
Right.
But we need to, that's something we need to do, get a signed contract with the fire department.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry to bring that up as well.
Yeah. And the fire department is working on putting together a line item of expenditures, what it takes to run the department.
Monthly expenditures.
It's gonna be for last year, what it cost us last year overall. Insurance, truck upkeep, fuel, lights on, at the outer buildings.
Equipment, stuff like that for
purchases,
members, all the purchases throughout the year.
Well, this year you guys haven't had any fundraisers. You're not going to have any good fundraisers this year.
There's nothing going on this year.
No.
That hurts you guys quite a bit. How many thousands of dollars stuff?
The fire department and also we have not been able to have any fundraisers.
When you factor in a major part of our budget that we get each year from the town, a major part of that goes for insurance. Workers' comp.
50,000 of our budget is just insurance.
50,000 is just insurance. 60,000 of that we put into a deferred comp, and that allows us each, set years that we plan out fire trucks to replace, so we can, we stay up, with the times. That doesn't leave a lot of money left over, especially when you have turnout gear that is. Got a 10-year life expectancy on it, but when you've got guys that go in religiously and they're highly active, I mean, if they get a little scorch on their gear, that gear is no longer good.
What does it cost per man?
Right now is anywhere from $25,000 to $3,000 to outfit one person, and that's just pants, boots, coat, helmet. That's not the air packs that we have to buy, and now. Years ago, you could go out and buy the air packs and pay $2,000 and you got the whole air pack. You can't do that anymore. Now it's, you buy the bottle, you buy the pack, the air regulator, straps, everything, and the mask, all that's separate. Just the bottles alone, we've got bottles within 5 years that are gonna be up to, we're gonna start replacing. If we were to replace everything we had, right off the top, that's $20,000 to replace the bottles that are they're gonna go out.
To outfit an interior firefighter, which is somebody that can go interior fire building, it's $10,000. That's with the air pack.
Yes, total man. Yeah, total man. I mean, you factor in and all the training that the individuals have to have. I mean, that's through the state, but still, for us to say, okay, Mark Trombley, new fireman, here's your gear, this is the air pack. These are the tools that you need to do your job interior. Yeah, it's a $10,000 bill, easy. So.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I think the one of the bigger reasons too why we decided not to do any fundraising this year is we didn't want to hit the local businesses.
Right.
They've had a tough year. Some are only working at 50%, capacity.
I mean, as many know,
hard for us to ask them for donations when they're, having a tough year too. So.
We were in the middle of setting up for our Easter raffle when all this came about. We had already gone out and asked for donations and we had received donations from local businesses. All of a sudden we couldn't go through with it. We had to cancel. We contacted all those businesses that donated, and we offered to give back their donation, whatever. We gave them the option to do that. A lot of them are gracious enough to say, don't go ahead, keep it still. You know, it's gonna be hard for volunteer fire departments and throughout the county with the budgets and stuff without the money. But like I said, yeah, we're working on that. We are gonna break it down and we'll get you guys something so you can see where that money's going and what it's being spent on.
And you wanna also keep the thing in mind that sitting in that bay is quite a few trucks, and they're fairly new trucks, and there's zero penny owed on them.
Exactly.
Zero penny. There's not many departments in this county that can say that.
No.
A lot of departments have got to go out with a $300,000 bond to buy a truck. We paid cash on all the ones that we bought.
I have to say,
you set so much aside every year.
Sorry to interrupt you, but since I've taken over as fire chief, I've seen it for 15 years, but actually, you know, being in charge of things, there's a lot more to it. And it makes me proud to see what we've got. We have a lot better set up than what a lot of departments do in the county. We go to county meetings, you see people walk into a station and be like, my God, you know, their trucks are dirty, there's stuff laying around. You know, we take pride in what we've got, and we've got a really good group of guys, thankfully. You know, we are limited on personnel, but the personnel that we do have, I don't know where the town would be without them.
They give 110%.
Every day.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Todd. Anything else under new business? No? Public comment. Anybody got anything to say?
I think that's only simple. Can we put on the board for people, you know, put it on for a few days or something? Not the park in front of the pump house if you want to enjoy the dam?
Yeah.
And what about for you, Larry? Can you put that on the board next year? Like 2 weeks before?
When we send it out?
When your grievance day?
Sure, I'm a grievance day.
No,
I don't expect a grievance next year.
Well, you're not very smart this year.
I expected
it. I didn't know there would have been people here.
I expected it this year, but not next year.
Well, you know, a couple weeks ahead, put it up for a week or whatever the guys can.
Yeah,
telephone, telegram, tell them.
If we know, like, even Tyson, you got stuff coming out with the youth commission, let us know.
Okay.
Usually the guy puts it on a Monday night. We don't let somebody come in down here every night of the week. We have to sit in front of that computer and put that on. If you got
Monday night,
you can get
that announcement or something.
We bought it for the community.
Right.
You know?
Right. For people
and
to
it's
use.
It's used well and it's receptive well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do birthdays on there.
No. I'm sorry. You're
yeah, right.
Whatever happened to the house on the
camera?
Yep.
Working on it. Working on it. I've got to push Matt a little harder. We got to do something. It's just getting out of hand. It's too many. She keeps buying vehicles and filling them full of junk. And,
well, the house down below here is starting too, and the one coming in.
One in back of the Blue Note I see he's cleaned up. He got rid of his garbage that was on his porch.
He did clean a lot of it up, but there's an awful lot of vehicles in that driveway.
Yeah, there are a lot of vehicles. I don't know why, if there's more than one family in there or what, but he did have a pile of garbage on his porch and I see it's gone. But,
the only good thing about that, it's really off the road, and unless you look in, you don't.
Right, you don't see it much. But no, it is, we got to keep after it.
What's happening on Route 11? Did you do anything to that
way? Yeah, he's paying fines right now.
He just brought in two new to the place, pulled behind campus.
On Route 11?
Yeah,
and they're very close to the road. I don't know if that's a violation.
They're backing up one the other day when I'm on mine. I'm looking.
Okay.
Brought in one Sunday morning, very early.
How do you know where?
Keeps on dropping. Nothing moves.
So where you dropped it?
We got another place on the
Hemingford
Road, too,
that's
right
by the
school.
Right
by the
school. Yes.
Yeah, I know, but you gotta still follow the law. I mean,
yeah,
you,
law,
you're going.
The law, how many years now? Yeah,
I know.
Two years, 3 years, it's the same thing, one after the other.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. It is. If you want to get sued, get tied up in court, spend thousands and thousands of dollars, you got to do it the right way.
Yeah, but what happened last time? You were going to go down and do it. You got a little snow, so nothing was done after that.
Right.
What happened here?
So then you got to start all over.
Jeez.
You got that one down here, the board is the library. He's starting. Within a year, he's going to look like the one on the Garen Road.
Board of the library.
Board is the backside of the library. You know Letson House, the big brick house there that Vermonters live in?
Oh, yeah.
He's got quite a pile started back there.
It's starting.
Growing steadily.
That's a rental property, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
The other one's over here on, we were discussing it last night, Chris, over here on 11. You know, he's got.
These guys need to be.
Open trash bags all over the place out in the back there, you know. All kinds of junk and stuff out behind the house. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It wasn't, I moved here 15 years ago, 16 years ago now, and it didn't look like it does.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Duly noted.
You used to be a nice town here. Now it's.
Fair enough.
The situation in that whole thing is, if Andy Yano would pay more for scrap, Yano's would be hanged up.
So it's his fault.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean? Most of the junk's not metal.
Yeah, you're right, but it's not metal.
It's not.
No, small garbage.
Is it burning?
Household trash, yeah.
Plastic.
Here, you go for the burning man.
Anything else? Entertain a motion to close?
First of all, let me thank Tyson for coming in. I always knew you did a lot, but frankly, I didn't know how much you did. And I want to thank you for bringing that up.
And there should be a look in to see what you guys can do for down the road. I understand how it's tight, but.
We always do. We always look to give everybody a raise, if it's possible. But this year, I don't know what's going to happen. So, all right, got a motion by Chris to adjourn. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming.